Welcome in, everyone. Gym class coming your way. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here on what is turning out to be a chilly Tuesday. Scott Udash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer, and you out there as we start our local programming block here on KGYM. Taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be followed by the Afternoon Players Club coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock with Tyler and Todd. And then tonight, high school basketball. Pair of games coming your way, 1600 AM. Myself, Phil Dunn, will be in Marion at Linmar, as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on number 10 Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And that is a non-conference game tonight, by the way. They will get together later on in the year for the conference game, but always good when the Lions and the Cougars get together. We'll have that tonight on 1600 AM. 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. You will get Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball. Cedar Rapids Prairie will travel to Iowa City to take on the Little Hawks of Iowa City High, the number 5 team in Class 5A. Both those getting underway at approximately 7:30 this evening. Mark, good afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah. The news of the day, one of the news of the day is that White Sox-Red Sox trade, and a lot of folks out there know you're a White Sox fan. Sale goes to the Red Sox for a hard-throwing pitcher, one of, if not the top, Red Sox prospects, and a couple other players. Yay or nay?
Yay! Had to
do
it.
You like the upside.
Had to do it. Chris Sale he would help the White Sox, yes. But Chris Sale was not going to, more than likely, unless everything came together in an unlikely scenario that probably will not happen. He was not going to help the White Sox go to the World Series this year or anything like that. In the next couple of years, the White Sox have many holes. The White Sox need to retool a little bit, and Rick Hahn has started to do that now and try to get things rolling. And they get four very good prospects, two of them very, very good prospects from the Boston Red Sox. I was talking with Todd earlier on today about this and getting his opinion. Boston also made a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers last night, so the Red Sox are playing for this year. They are playing for 2017 because I believe Todd mentioned five or six of the top 10 prospects in the Red Sox organization just left in the last 24 hours. They are putting the full court press on, if you will, for 2017-2018 to win it.
Michael Kopech? Is that correct?
Michael Kopech. Peck, I believe.
105 miles an hour?
He topped out there, apparently. Might be a fast gun. He is a starting pitcher. And a good one, and has not been in the major leagues as of yet, I believe. 105, though. I mean, basically, if he pans out. Now, again, the one drawback to this trade, and if you have a comment, love to hear from you out there, 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. You can also reach us via the phones at 319-366-1600.
Kopech is 20, a 33rd overall pick in the 2014 draft. Parts of three minor league seasons, 2.61 ERA, 172 strikeouts in 134 and two-thirds innings. The middle infielder is intriguing as well, right?
Yes, Yoan Moncada. And this is, a Cuban-born player.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he came up for a cup of coffee at the end of the year, did not perform real well, but he is a second baseman. And you put him in there with Tim Anderson at shortstop, who is one of the untouchables for the White Sox, in my opinion. They got a pretty good middle infield for a while. A little bit of pop in his bat. White Sox also picked up Luis Basabe, who is an outfielder, and another pitcher by the name of Victor Diaz, all pretty high in the Red Sox organization. Now, the one thing White Sox fans, if they are complaining, it is that they did not get someone with major league experience already. And you know it can happen when you get prospects.
Sure, sure.
Sometimes they don't always pan out. It's great when they do. Take a look at the world champions from 2016. Most all those guys have panned out and topped out perfectly. Doesn't happen that way all the time. And that's the one piece of trepidation, I guess, that worries me somewhat, knowing the track record of the Chicago White Sox over the years.
Poll question, KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Did the White Sox make the right move in trading Chris Sale? Yes or no?
Yes. I don't think without a doubt, yes. And the White Sox might not be done. The wheeling and dealing may just be getting underway for them. Wheeling and dealing may just be getting underway at the baseball winter meetings as well. Hasn't been a whole lot of, other than what the White Sox and the Red Sox pulled off today, there hasn't been your usual beehive of activity outside the nation's capital.
319-366-1600, our Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. And our phone line, Alex Kuhn, our producer today, 4343 on the text line. As a lifelong Red Sox fan, the two trades today are shoring up the few weak points the Red Sox had last year. 2017 and 18 for the Red Sox is going to be a lot of fun.
They have to win. Do you agree, 4343? Have to win.
Tough division. Had a great offense last year. You're not going to have Big Poppy.
Take a look at the top three in that rotation, though, with Chris Sale, David Price, and American League Cy Young,
Porcello.
Rick Porcello. Mm-hmm. Can Porcello do what he did this year, next year? I think that's the big question. But you know what you're getting from Chris Sale. You know what you're getting from David Price. And you go into a short series with those three,
mm-hmm.
good luck. Boston Red Sox are right now the best team in the American League. They may have been last year. Didn't work out that way. Okay, Cleveland, your move now.
How about Toronto?
Toronto? Well, Toronto's got two big prizes out there that they got to decide what they're going to do as far as their own free agents. Are they going to up the money to try to get them back? Are they going to let them go, possibly take a dip in 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's still a good team. Texas is looking at getting better. They're looking into acquiring Hamilton from the Cincinnati Reds. That's a big rumor going on down there. May lose Mitch Moreland. There's a lot of talk around him as well. So, you know, like I said, maybe this just gets the turnstile going.
What if the Yankees get Aroldis Chapman?
Could happen. Giants picked up their relief pitcher yesterday, Melanson. So he's in the fold, what the Giants needed last year. Boy, how many games would the Giants have won tacked on to what they did getting into the playoffs if they had a big-time closer in there, which
mm-hmm.
they have now,
mm-hmm.
and stayed healthy. Which a lot of teams in the National League, with the exception of the Cubs, for the most part, didn't do last year.
More deals to come, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Moncada, second baseman, Cuban-born, 1995. Boy, that makes me feel old. Switch hitter, rated the number one prospect in baseball by MLB.com. Baseball America's 2016 Minor League Player of the Year. 294. In minor league games this year in high A and double A, and stole 115 bases so far in 296 career pro games.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, put him in there with Tim Anderson and forget about it for a long time in the middle infield of the White Sox.
You hope.
Now, Lowry, the White Sox had Lowry in there last year. He got hurt, and they have signed into a one-year deal, so they're not going to throw this kid in there for all 162 games. They're going to spoon feed him, I think, a little bit, but by 2018, he's got to be the starting second baseman every day for the White Sox.
You forking out $80 million for Aroldis Chapman?
Who? The White Sox?
Anybody.
Anybody? Sure, somebody's going to pay it. You don't think someone's going to pay that thing?
$80 million over 5 years.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. Also, you can reach us via the phone lines. That's baseball. We said we got basketball stuff to talk about as well. And the Drake Bulldogs with a surprising news conference about 45 minutes ago. And Ray Giacoletti has stepped down, resigned as the men's basketball coach of the Drake Bulldogs. And taking over will be Jeff Rutter now, assistant coach in Des Moines. Drake off to a really, really tough 1-7 start. You take away the year of Keno Davis in Des Moines, and the guard escapes me, his name, that led them and did terrific things for him last year. But other than that, it's been not a very good 15-year run for the Drake men's basketball team.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why can't Drake put a program together?
Well, it's a tough school to get into
academically. It is, yeah.
That's their first thing. They have not recruited the state of Iowa really well. They were starting to get their feet wet a little bit, but you just don't see the state of Iowa kids wanting and yearning to go to Drake. I think Drake can win. It's a tough conference, too, the Missouri Valley.
Very much so.
Very much so. They just need to instill some life into that program. Knapp Center is a tough place to play. Iowa and Iowa State don't go there anymore. But, man, I just don't know. I don't know. What do you think out there? What does Drake need to do to win? How can they maybe not win is the right term. Just be
maybe find
relevant.
Maybe find a Lewis Lloyd.
Well, there you go. 319-366-1600. Back to our Chris Sale conversation for just a moment. Let's bring in Jeff from Iowa City here on the Gym Class, who wants to comment on the Chris Sale to Boston trade here at 315. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I have a really quick point.
Sure.
So I think that there's, I guess 2 points. There's two things going on with the White Sox, Red Sox. And the first is that the White Sox and Red Sox financially kind of play different games. So if you're the White Sox and you've got a player like Chris Sale, you always unload them when you can get, you know, when they're worth the most money and you can get the most from them.
Absolutely, especially in the situation they're in right now.
Exactly. I think this is ingenious. And this ties to the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox kind of taught them a lesson or, you know, made the playbook because they got rid of Nomar Garciaparra to the Dodgers back when he was the most popular player on their team, and they could get something from him, and they won the World Series. And I'm not saying the White Sox are setting up to win the World Series, but I think there's a lesson to be learned. And, you know, look at the Yankees. It took them years to clear their payroll when they overpay. So I think the smarter team in this whole thing is the White Sox.
Hmm. Bring up valid points, Jeff.
Great points, Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right, 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Yeah, the White Sox aren't going to be winning the World Series in the next couple of years. And I'll be the first to admit that. You'd be the first to admit the Twins probably aren't going to win the World Series in the next couple of years.
I'd be willing to bet that, yeah.
But are they both? The Twins are starting to do it the right way. The Twins are used to be, maybe not so much with the smaller market teams, and I hate to use that analogy there, but
It's true.
I mean, the Twins are a smaller market team, and the White Sox, even though they're in Chicago, they act like a smaller market team in the way that they do things. But you got to build from within. You got to build through your farm system. And like Jeff talked about with the Red Sox, they knew exactly when to get rid of Nomar Garciaparra. Same thing, I think, with the St. Louis Cardinals with Pujols. Didn't make a real big play to keep him. And, yes, he's continued on with his career and has done a very good job, injured right now, I believe.
Look up his numbers last year.
Yeah.
Incredible. 31 homers, I think. Ton of RBIs. Kenneth on the text line, my way too early 2017 World Series pick, Cubs-Red Sox.
Cubs-Red Sox. Hey, I think – is that your – probably in Vegas? That's probably number one as far as the odds are concerned.
Be my guess. Joel Muscatine, you're thinking of Adam Emenecker.
Adam Emenecker. Thank you very much, Joel. I appreciate that. Yeah, and what a guard it was. And unfortunately, they had to play, I believe, Dayton in the first round and lost in a really good game between two mid-majors, which stinks when they put them together.
64-29, a talent the level of Lewis Lloyd could never get into Drake now. Very limited talent pool due to higher academic standards versus other MVC schools.
It's true. It is true.
47-02, Scott, Jose Abreu to the Rockies.
Could happen. Could happen. Can you imagine Abreu's numbers in Denver? Holy cow.
Launching pad, isn't it?
Holy cow. Oh, that would be fun. But then he'd have to go on the road. Yeah, I think everybody in the White Sox is up for grabs, I think, except with Rodon and with Tim Anderson. There's talk about Jose Quintana going now. I would keep him. I think he's one of the three that I would definitely look at. David Robertson, trying to move him. Maybe Todd Frazier at third base, try to get something for him, for a team that needs a big bat in their lineup. So back to my point, though.
Yeah.
The Twins are doing it the right way. They're stockpiling young players. We've seen that go through Cedar Rapids since the Twins have been in here. Byron Buxton's up there now. Others have gone up there now. And you're going to see more, I think, for the Twins starting this year. White Sox are a little bit behind, but they've started to figure it out anyway. Are the days of signing like the George Steinbrenner-type Yankee moves, I think, is that done in baseball? Do you think, even with the big market teams and the ones with the deep pockets?
How much did the Cubs spend in the last year or two?
They spent,
is that Steinbrenner-esque?
Somewhat. They filled holes.
Yeah.
And helped them out. Lester.
Very wise Lackey. Moves, but it cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost some more in the next couple of years, I think.
It's going to cost more to see a Cub game, too, by it the way, is. Next year.
Tickets going up an average of 19%. And why not?
I think that's taking advantage of your fan base a little bit, but that's just my thinking.
Well, the team took advantage of the fans for a long number of years.
19% is a little high.
4702, confirming what I thought. It was Western Kentucky.
What did I say, Drake. Dayton? I'm sorry. I knew it was a team in red, but they're both the mid-major teams.
Yeah.
And it was too bad that they both had to play. That was a heck of a game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a heck of a game. And Keno Davis, of course, left Drake after that year, went to Providence, and things didn't go according to plan up there, and now is in the Mid-American Conference.
Man, Fairfax at 47-14. Hayward's contract is Jim Henry-esque.
They are paying him quite a bit. I will say that. So 21 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. We'll possibly revisit this, but when we come back, we're going to talk some wrestling with you. As from the predicament, Wyatt Schultz will be joining us, and we will talk some high school wrestling with Wyatt. Some great tournaments this past weekend, some more good ones coming up this next Saturday for you. We'll kick that around when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class Tuesday edition, coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
We should get tickets and fly to that game. That would be awesome.
You know I can't afford that, man.
Come work for Mediacom like me, then you can.
My job's all right.
Right. You work really hard and never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom. I know the harder I work, the more money I make, and I meet a lot of people.
That does sound better.
It is better. Go look at MediacomCable.careers, buddy.
Earn what you deserve as a direct sales representative for Mediacom. They have openings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Apply now at MediacomCable.careers.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger, and so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
3:23, back with you here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. High school basketball coming up tonight. Kennedy at Linmar on the boys' side at 7:30 and 1600 AM. 107.5, 106.3 FM listeners. You will get City High hosting Prairie in girls basketball with Alex Kuhn down there calling that action along with Eric Peterson. And that should be a good one as well. Prairie gave Marion everything they wanted on Saturday afternoon in a real good game. Over there in Marion.
Did indeed. Hey, did you see this? Rashawn Salaam has died.
Yeah, sad.
Heisman Trophy winner. He was 42 years old. Reports are the exact cause of death is not yet known, but Salaam was found dead at a park in Boulder yesterday.
Speculation was that he may have taken his own life. And one of those guys, it was a great story, I believe. Didn't he play eight-man football or something like that? Ended up winning the Heisman Trophy. And then,
very excited when the Bears got him.
Yeah, and just he had injury problems, just never panned out in his NFL career.
He was Rookie of the Year, obviously his first year, but after that, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah, that's sad. Sad situation right there. And, too bad to see a life cut short like that. 3:24, and we are going to talk some high school wrestling right now as Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament set to join us right now in our high school wrestling segment here. And our wrestling segments are brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. It's right across from the Hy-Vee on Johnson Avenue. And say hi to Kurt. Tell him everybody at KGYM sent you and give him a hard time for beating me in fantasy football. On that pass.
Believe me, he doesn't feel bad in the
least. No, he doesn't. That pass from Carr to Cooper got me. That's what put him over the top in that one. But
he's got both players, right?
He does. Yeah. That was a double. That was a double for Kurt. We bring in Wyatt Schultz. Happy wrestling season to you. Wyatt, how you doing? Hello, Wyatt. Can you hear me? No Wyatt. All right. We'll get him back on here and see if we can get in touch with him and get the connection reestablished.
Way to start the season with a technical fall. How about that, huh?
Thank you, Mark. That's very good. That is very good.
I couldn't have prepared for that.
No. We'll get him back on here and talk some wrestling for you in just a moment. Did you see that Lexi Thompson is playing in the Franklin, whatever it is, silly season event this weekend
Franklin
with the guys?
Templeton Shootout?
Yeah. How about that?
I bet they hate that.
Yeah. What are you saying, Mark?
She's a good player.
She is. Darn good player. And she'll do well. She'll do well in there. All right. Before you get in any more trouble, let's bring in Wyatt here. Wyatt, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right. Very good. Happy wrestling to you.
Yeah, well, thanks. We got a little snow on the ground, so it is wrestling season.
Darn right, and great way to get it going last weekend with more than two terrific tournaments, but I think the two headliners, you got the Keith Young Invitational up at Cedar Falls, and then the Independence two-day Invitational going on over there in Independence, and I know that they're trying to make that thing into a showcase as far as high school wrestling in the state of Iowa is concerned.
And they were both fabulous tournaments. I went through, and the Independence tournament had 62 ranked wrestlers. Keith Young had 59. So they were both pretty well stacked. And I was up to the Independence, and what a great tournament and well run and just a great two-day tournament.
Not too bad a success for Metro schools and the Keith Young. Jefferson with two champs, Kennedy won. Prairie fifth in the Independence Invitational. I looked at Solon finishing fourth.
The West Very boys
strong.
Help.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, Solon had a great tournament. You know, you had the two West boys coming from Highland, and they both made the finals. The 120-pounder is at Bryce. Just that what you talk about, a great finals match with Brody Teske out of Fort Dodge. It was one of those things, I believe it was 9-9, and they got in a scramble situation, and Bryce got pinned. But when they got done wrestling, the fans stood up and cheered, you know. So they put on quite a show when that happens.
Yeah, and these two tournaments are terrific. You mentioned Independence, and let's start there with how they the way it was put together. I think it was a round robin situation on Friday, and then you broke it down into brackets coming up on Saturday. And like you said, and like I've read, and all accounts from the coaches, et cetera, that everything went pretty much, it's not going to go 100% smooth, but I think it was 98.9% smooth up there by the Mustangs.
Exactly. I really didn't see any flaws. The only break they actually took was after the round robin on Saturday, which was about 10 minutes to prepare the brackets for the finals. And I don't know if people are actually familiar with this kind of format, but they do a round robin. And basically your good wrestlers are all separated in a round robin, so you don't have a stacked pool on Friday. But then the top two guys are thrown in a gold bracket and on down the list to silver and bronze. And so that the gold bracket is just outstanding because you basically have your top eight wrestlers going for first place. And it's you know, you had Jameis Wilson out of Alburnett winning 106. That you know, it's just a great format.
I tell you what, Wyatt, the story of the weekend for me was both Marion and Cedar Rapids Washington winning over the weekend. Washington in a dual meet tournament, Marion in the Guilford Invitational in Monticello. Granted, it wasn't, you know, some of the top-rate competition, but don't tell those kids that. They haven't had that much success.
Exactly, and like Wash over at Bondurant, they need that kind of competition for I guess incentive for the next week. You just some of these teams just need that kind of competition. Just like the independents, some of those lower placed teams, those wrestlers got eight or nine matches in, and that's just what you need. That's what the Marions need.
Well, and it's good to see Wash. They don't have a full lineup, but it's getting there. And for Coach Hatcher over there, and Will Foreman, of course, Karamitros in there. Ty Johnson stepped in, and they're getting some wrestlers in the room, and that's great to see for the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. And like Will, you know, he's started off well this year, and I think he had about three pins over there at Bondurant, but you know, you still need those matches for all those individuals.
Wyatt Schultz joining us, 3:31. We talk wrestling here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and on KGYM. Mark mentioned the Prairies and the Jeffs and the Kennedys and whatnot. All did fairly well in their first weekend out anyway, and so they were kind of split between Independence and Cedar Falls, of course.
Exactly. That Cedar Falls tournament, you know, Kennedy had Saracen as a champion up there. I think they placed six in the top six, so they had a nice balance. Jefferson had Bonner and Rashad as champions. Culver finished in third place. So they've got a couple good individuals as well. That was a nice tournament, by the way.
Always is.
Yes, it is. And it also showed the strength of Valley, I think, up there, West Des Moines Valley. I think they had nine kids in the top three. So it shows you their strength. And, of course, Jefferson's going to see them again this weekend in Johnston.
Well, yeah, and West Des Moines Valley, they've got a juggernaut team. And I know one of the best matches of the weekend was the number one versus number two battle with Rocky Lombardi in there against the North Scott wrestler. And Rocky did get beat in that one, but that's the first of many times I think they're going to meet this year.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the first time that Wyatt beat Lombardi was last year in the semifinals. Otherwise, Rocky was 3-1 or 3-0 against him, and then now he's lost the last two times. But and Rashad beat Rocky's brother at 182 in the finals, both. So some good matches.
One box score I looked at last week, Wyatt, was Iowa City West and Waterloo East, and either Waterloo East is coming on, or Iowa City West doesn't yet have its full lineup. You can tell me, but East had to forfeit three or four weights, but otherwise outpointed West. So, which is it?
You know, Waterloo East is getting better. You know, they had a champion up in Independence at the heavyweight, Bezic. I don't know if I'm butchering his name or not, but he's had a good summer. He's wrestled all summer. He's just gotten better all the time. I think they had the, I believe it was a 182-pounder. I can't remember his name, He finished third or fourth up there at Independence. So they're coming on, and talking to Coach Lou Allen, he just, you were talking about needing these kind of matches. Coach Lou Allen mentioned the fact that he loves this kind of a tournament because some of his lesser wrestlers get eight matches over the weekend, and that's what those kids need. Like we were talking about the Marions and the Washingtons, you know, you just you need those kind of matches.
What's coming up on in the schedule this week, both for the duels and then the big tournaments? You mentioned this over in Central Iowa. There's a big one this week. What else can we look forward to?
Well, on Thursday night, you got West at Hempstead. Hempstead's looking pretty good so far. Jefferson's talking about Waterloo East. Jeff and Wallard are up at East, and Kennedy is up at Cedar Falls along with Dubuque Senior. Prairie's at Waterloo West, and Wash and Lindmar are battling out. But Johnson, that looks like a pretty decent tournament. But then you have Mount Vernon this weekend, and I think that's, at least for this Eastern Iowa, looks like a pretty decent tournament, along with that Cedar Rapids-Kennedy tournament now.
Yeah, who's going to be over at Mount Vernon?
Oh, you have Assumption. Lisbon, of course, is over there. West Liberty. Xavier and Josh Gerke, of course, won the Independence tournament. Mount Vernon, Wapello's got a couple of good kids, and Washington, Iowa is going to be there. And on there, they've been coming on. They've got a pretty decent team as well. It's about a 12 or 16 team tournament, so it's a nice solid tournament. Assumption is going to be there, although they're a little down, but good tournament over there.
Now, Kennedy is hosting the it used to be the Five Seasons Invitational, and now it's just Kennedy hosting that, correct?
Correct. Albernette's going to be there, Bettendorf, City High, Lindmar, Prairie, and Pleasant Valley, along with Kennedy. So from what I understand, they're going to do it this way, but they're going to try to increase the field for next year. So, but even this field here is pretty decent. You got a nice mix, so that you're not wrestling the same guys week in and week out.
Western Dubuque also holds their Invitational coming up this weekend, too. And Western Dubuque's going to be a big-timer in 3A wrestling this year.
Yes, they are. You know, the heck of it is, you know, they've got a nice team. But then you've got West Des Moines Valley, Fort Dodge, and Southeast Polk to battle against. And, you know, they've got a couple of top-ranked wrestlers in Aaron Costello at heavyweight and Max Lyon in there. And as good as they are, you know, they're just going to have to fight for a trophy. But they do have a good dual team as well.
Is there anything you need to have us ask Mark Ironside tomorrow?
What? About Iowa State? I understand he's... Oh, I better not say this over the air.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to ask Mark. I talked to him a little bit last night, him and Ryan Morningstar, so I visited with them a little last night. But also, there's a pretty good tournament over at Mid-America Center over in Council Bluffs. It's basically the same format as the Independence Tournament.
Yeah, Independence thinks they're shooting for maybe as many as 32 teams in the future. I know they had Christian Brothers from Missouri up there, and they did very well.
Yeah, they did very well, and they love coming up, talking to the coaches over the weekend, and they won't turn it down. They'll come back. They enjoy it that much. The way it's run, the atmosphere. And I don't know if anybody knows, but they're out of St. Louis, and so they just enjoy that kind of a trip. And you know, they had four in the finals with three champs, so they've got a solid team and good competition for the Iowans.
What could Ironside have possibly done? We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure all of Eastern Iowa will find out what Mark did.
Well, they just hashed. they just hashed over the South Dakota State meet and the upcoming Iowa State duel this Saturday night.
Yeah, Iowa was out without a couple regulars in that South Dakota State meet. Yeah.
And it sounds like Tom Brands just said, in fact, just within the last couple of moments here, Corey Clark is not going to be wrestling in the Iowa State meet coming up on Saturday night.
Right, and I did ask Ryan on Morningstar last night if I could ask about Corey Clark, and he just said no. So that was the end of that discussion.
There you go. Quickly and ended.
Yeah, pretty much.
When will the next set of predictions come out for the predicament?
We come out with them every 2 weeks, so that makes it, I believe, the week of... it'll be next week, a week from Thursday.
Next rankings.
Whatever that date is.
Okay. Next rankings will come out then. You'll know a lot more, too, all three of you guys have put it together.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the other thing is, and I don't know if the public actually understands, but we go by what the coaches submit. Some of the coaches let us know what the kids are wrestling at right now, and some of the coaches tell us what their projected weight will be after the weight reduction program. So, you know, sometimes these kids aren't wrestling at what they're ranked at, but that's why.
Yeah, there you go. So that'll be coming up soon, next week. And you can check that out.
Next Thursday.
Yep, on the Predicaments website out there. All right, Wyatt, hey, good job. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, and enjoy the wrestling. Where are you going Saturday?
You know, I haven't really decided. The Kennedy duels look, or Kennedy tournament, it looks nice. Actually, the one in Johnston with Valley and Jefferson has a nice mix over there. And the Mount Vernon tournament looks real good. That's just a nice, solid tournament.
Maybe you can get a couple of them. You can do a twofer, Mount Vernon and Kennedy.
And I've done that before, too.
Yep. Got to do that. All right,
yes,
Wyatt. Appreciate it. Thanks for the help, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Wyatt Schultz talking wrestling with us. Wyatt with the Predicament. And you can check out the Predicament on Twitter and online as well. And our high school wrestling and college wrestling segments brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We will take a break. Come back. We'll get more reaction on the Chris Sale trade. Other news of the day as far as the world of sports. So keep it right here to KGYM.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something. To never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic for an unsurpassed level of protection. Listen to your engine and never settle. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with Unash and Dukes. KGYM.
3:43 back with you. Our thanks to Wyatt Schultz for joining us. Mark Ironside comes up tomorrow. Chris Liss of rotowire.com will be coming up tomorrow as well. For those of you still in fantasy football playoffs or starting your fantasy football playoffs, you got a bye in our league, didn't you?
I'm not only in, I got a bye, yeah.
I have to play.
I'm the number one seed. How about that?
I believe I am number three. I have to play number six, which is our illustrious sales manager, Steve. So we'll see how that plays out this weekend. So your questions for Chris Liss coming up tomorrow right here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Of course, tomorrow night is Iowa State women's basketball, Iowa State men's basketball coming up Thursday, Iowa State wrestling coming up on Saturday as it's Cy-Hawk week. It's not anything like the week of the build-up for the football game, but the last three Iowa State men's basketball games have been absolutely brilliant, especially the two in Ames that came right down to the last shot. And I think the last one, though, in Iowa City, that was the George Niang game that Iowa State kind of ran away with that one in the end and put it away. But Iowa State has won three in a row, but it's been very fun basketball.
It has been. I doubt that this year's game will be the same. Iowa State with a lot more experience than Iowa. Iowa did get it off the schneid last night, but Iowa State more than handled an Omaha team that derailed Iowa over the weekend. So while there were some positive things out of the Iowa camp last night, I think experience will win out in this one for Iowa State.
Yeah, you got to think that Iowa State's got the advantage at several of the positions, most of the positions anyway. Monte Moore certainly at the point is going to be, and nothing against Jordan Bohan and nothing against Christian Williams. They're just freshmen and a sophomore going up against an All-American tomorrow. As far as the wings are concerned, I mean, Peter Jock, if he can hit some shots for Iowa, he's been kind of in a little bit of a funk lately as far as shooting. Nazmi Trulong and Matt Thomas. The Cincinnati game didn't go well for those two. You never know how outside shooters are going to be.
Who's going to guard Burton? Is it Pemsel?
I got to think it's going to be Pemsel, but Burton's going to take him on the perimeter, but I'm not so sure. The one advantage I think Iowa has tomorrow night is I think that with Pemsel and maybe an Ahmad Wagner or something, they might be able to play with their back to the basket. Iowa State's been prone to get into foul trouble this year with their big guys. And when Iowa State has gotten into foul trouble, they have sometimes, I don't think struggle's the right word, but just haven't put up the points as they usually do.
They got a big back last night.
Yeah.
One of the bigs.
Yes.
So there's some more depth there.
That'll help out. And got some good games from their bench last night, Iowa State did, as they dismantled Nebraska-Omaha. Iowa beat Stetson last night and a less than stellar crowd at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
You were there
last night.
I could
night.
Almost hear you.
And I wasn't being
you
loud.
Didn't say you weren't saying much.
Yeah, a Monday night at 6 o'clock against Stetson is not packing them in. Let's just put it that way. There may have been 4,000 there last night. The official attendance, I looked, and it was around 9,500 last night. But butts in the seats, there weren't 9,500, I will tell you that.
67-39 on the text line. Great win over Stetson. Groundbreaking.
I wouldn't go that far. I know, tongue-in-cheek. Thank you for the text.
Iowa State swimming is Friday, according to the text line.
Very good. We don't want to forget the swimmers.
No.
Don't want to forget about them. Tomorrow night's women's game, I think, is going to be very entertaining.
I think it will, too.
We'll have it at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. UNI men tomorrow night against South Dakota State. We'll have on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That women's game, I think, is going to be a pretty darn good battle.
There's no love lost.
No, there isn't. I think publicly, Lisa and Bill get along and put up a good front, but boy, they want to beat each other so
yes,
bad.
They do.
Because they go head-to-head in recruiting, as do the men, as do I when Iowa State, practically in every sport when there's a good Iowa player out there, men, boy or girl, whatever the case may be. But there's just a little bit more, I think, between Lisa Bluter and Bill Fenley. and they want to get after it.
Each has been at the respective schools a long time. They've had their ups. They've had their downs against one another. They've had words with one another. It's a healthy rivalry, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's hatred between those two coaches, but I think they really, really want to beat the other one.
No question about it.
Iowa State with Jada Buckley and Shauna Johnson. Iowa with Allie Disterhoff. Megan Gustafson has really picked up. Mm-hmm. The home team has had a big advantage in this series. Most of the time in the women's game, the home team has come away with the victory. Not sure what's going to happen tomorrow night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, but we shall see.
Tomorrow night as well, Notre Dame, Connecticut on the women's side. Connecticut has won, what, 82 straight games, something like that?
Something
Notre
like that.
Notre Dame is number one in one of the polls. Of course, went into Iowa City and had not the easiest of times with the Hawkeyes, eventually prevailing by 15, but that was a two-point game in Iowa City well into the third quarter. So we'll see if Notre Dame can get it done against Gino Auriemma.
Interestingly enough, ESPN announced two more of their 30 for 30s here in the last day or so. One will be about Gino Auriemma and the UConn women and all the success that they have had. I wonder if that will include Kia Stokes in that little documentary there, the 30 for 30. The other one's going to be about the Celtic Laker rivalry going back to the 80s, which I think is a very good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Next one coming up should be fun, and that's Saturday night with the Miami. They're calling it, and this is just the name of it. This is the title of the 30 for 30. Don't send me any emails, texts, or whatever. It's Catholics versus convicts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the title is.
Notre Dame, Miami.
Notre Dame, Miami, and all the knockdown dragouts. Now, they did hate each other. There was no getting around that. They had some classics back in the day with Jimmy Johnson going up against Lou Holtz.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no love lost to this day between the Fighting Irish and the U. And there's some games that are still being disputed. I'm really looking forward to seeing that on Saturday night.
They're all good, aren't they?
They are all good. Some are better than others, but they are all, for the most part, really, really good. All right, 3:51. We'll revisit the Chris Sale trade and the news of the day when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one of the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Derry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
For great gift ideas this season, go to the Kid Corner.
Of the Gym Class, the Tuesday edition. Our thanks to Wyatt Schultz for joining us. Mark Ironside and Chris Liss coming your way tomorrow here on the program. Poll question up at KGYMradio.com, dealing with the big story of the day nationally.
Emil's Hideaway poll question. Did the White Sox make the right move in trading Chris Sale? Yes or no question? And I can't refresh right now. I'm sorry to see the results.
Are you having refresh problems?
Yeah. I need to be refreshed.
All right. Well, if you do refresh, let us know. You can break in at any time, Mark, and let us know that. But go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com. As a card-carrying Chicago White Sox fan, I am all for it. And now there's talk MLB.com putting out that there is some speculation that the White Sox and the Nats may be talking. Nats are very interested in Quintana and David Robertson. Some sort of combination of prospects coming back for those two pitchers.
You might want to cast more votes because right now, almost two-thirds of the respondents say no. The White Sox did not make the right move.
Yeah.
It's early.
It's early. It's early.
You're not going to know for a few years, right?
Absolutely not. With prospects, revisit this poll question in about 3-4
exactly.
years.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, if they all pan out, then yes, the White Sox will have, you know. Hey,
it'd be great for both of them.
Exactly. I hope it helps both teams. I hope it helps the Red Sox. I hope it helps the White Sox. That's what trades are supposed to be for.
Let's see. How many times the Twins play the Red Sox this year?
6, I believe.
Fewer times than they'll play the White Sox.
Yes. Very. You don't get to see Mr. Sale again in a White Sox uniform.
Not sad about that.
No. And by the way, one of the reasons why the Red Sox have picked up Chris Sale, other than that he's been one of the most, if not the most dominant lefty in baseball, is that he's had a terrific record against the Yankees, Orioles, and Blue Jays, especially last year.
Minor detail.
It's a pretty big detail when you're going to face them 17, 18 times each year. So he's going to see a lot of them. Of course, he is a left-hander in Fenway Park, which brings a whole set of circumstances that go along with it out there.
Best thing out of the winter meetings to me, on MLB Network's Hot Stove Show, Bubba Watson, the golfer, appeared. Why?
Why?
Well, he's co-owner of the minor league Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Of course he is.
And he's there trying to figure out how he can improve his ball club, I suppose. Or just hobnob.
Good for him.
Which is what he does pretty well.
Well, he didn't win last year for someone who had him in his golf team. I know that.
The Wahoos actually won an award for best AA organization. He was there to pick up that award.
Oh, well, very good. Drake has a new men's basketball coach, Jeff Rutter, taking over as Ray Giacoletti has stepped down after the 1-7 start for the Bulldogs. He was at the news conference today, Giacoletti was, and said, you know, no animosity. He believes it's just time for a change. Says he was not forced out.
When you've seen the last couple seasons and the 1-7 record this year, you can almost see that the door was open for him, wasn't it?
Yeah. By the way, was the most entertaining thing of Monday Night Football last night the two morons that went out in the field and got tackled? And again, another great call by Kevin Harlan from Westwood One Sports.
Getting pretty good at it, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Not quite as good as the play-by-play call, but the two New Jersey Troopers that took down those two idiots – I have had to have played some football in their past.
Kevin Harlan did not mail it in, unlike the New York Jets.
Sorry, Tyler.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. That was not a good performance last night, except for those two New Jersey Troopers that really laid out those two guys last night on the turf at MetLife Stadium. We've got high school basketball coming up tonight. I'll be joined by Phil Dunn out at Linmar as the Lions will host Cedar Rapids Kennedy around 7:30. Alex Kuhn will be with Eric Peterson tonight in Iowa City at City High. The Little Hawk girls will take on Cedar Rapids Prairie. Both those getting underway at about 7:30 this evening right here in KGYM.
Ironside and List tomorrow. Join us.
Buckle up. For Mark and Alex, Scott saying so long, APC next, KGYM.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites.